during that time, don't get me wrong, I feel invalid as heck all the time. And I have to like consciously fight those feelings and like, remember how freaking gay you are. Like, remember like last week, how much you were like yelling about being a boy, okay? Like, just because you're in a dress now doesn't mean you can feel invalid. Like,
hey guys, it's Kat, and we're here today to talk to Sarah Baxter about being non-binary and gender fluid. All right, so what is exactly non-binary? Like, what does that mean?
So I think of it as being not either man or woman. So that's like the binary that we're talking about in non-binary is the binary of man versus woman or masculine versus feminine, and being not one of those two extremes, but being anywhere in the middle. And it depends on the individual non-binary person. Some people identify leaning towards one end or the other, or smack dab in the middle, or completely outside of the binary, don't even want to associate with the binary at all.
What is gender to you? Like, how would you define gender?
I would say it is both an internal feeling and an expression. I feel like it's mostly an internal feeling plus the expression, because those are two, I feel those very separately. And I know that's not always the case, because my identity internally often stays like kind of out there, and then my presentation can seem very binary and like normal.
So like, what are your favorite ways of expressing your gender?
Definitely crazy hair. That's number one. And then I guess just like things that are weird, because it depends on the day for me, because you know, one day I'm gonna be wanting to wear a dress and like jewelry and like do nails. I do like having long nails sometimes, but then I'm like, how am I supposed to be attracting girls?
You have to have like slightly shorter nails for women. Yeah. I've been told.
For me, I'm also gender fluid, so it sways. It changes all the time for me.
And is that different than being non-binary? It's a different thing. Being
non-binary
and gender fluid, different
thing.
Yeah,
not everyone who's non-binary is gender fluid, and vice versa. There are people who are just gender fluid, and it can change from day to day or however they cycle. And then for myself, it's a lot of times I wake up and I don't feel like either a man or a woman any of the time. Like, it's just somewhere in the middle, and then some days I just feel like looking more masculine that day, or I feel like looking really pretty that day and wearing a dress. And that doesn't mean that I'm a woman, it just means that that day I felt like looking in the way that we usually assume is womanhood.
So are you saying that like your gender changes based on the clothes that you wear, or like what is that?
No, it comes like internally.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm comfortable in like the entire gender spectrum of clothing. Okay. It just depends on what day, that day I feel like wearing or I feel like doing, you know. It's most of the time I search inside every day, and sometimes it's nothing. A lot of times I don't feel like being any particular gender, which is why non-binary is my main identity. It's just, it doesn't usually matter to me. And it depends on the non-binary person, of course. Sometimes their non-binary identity in the middle is very important to me. And a lot of times I experience feelings of being without gender or being agender. And that's not always the case for everyone who's non-binary, but I do. But then there are certain days where I wake up and it's like, yeah, I want to look like a guy today. And then it's from that feeling that I go through what I'm going to be wearing and what I'm going to be, like, how I'm going to be presenting myself. And the presentation comes after the internal, like, feeling.
What are some common misconceptions about non-binary people that frustrate you?
The biggest thing is definitely erasure, because I can come out to people and then just people just completely ignore it because, you know, they may think that because I'm not going to like medically transition or like be a man now, that I'm still like woman enough that they can still treat me like a woman and then it's fine. It's like, if I'm not going to treat you as the other binary because I have to treat people like a binary, I'm just going to keep treating you like a woman. And that's like the majority of my experience is that people go, okay, and then they just treat me like a woman and then still continue to do that and just completely ignore the fact that there are people outside of that.
I know that some non-binary people deal with feeling like they're not queer enough, or feeling like they're not non-binary enough, or feeling like they don't look non-binary, whatever that means. Have you gone through similar feelings?
Yes, all the time. I feel like that's one of, like, I'm surprised we didn't talk about this sooner. I should have thought of this, because that's such a common non-binary feeling, is that what does non-binary look like, and am I being non-binary enough, and how do you be non-binary enough? What does it even mean?
Like, is there a standardized, like, look?
Yeah,
like,
especially, I don't think we want to create a standardized look, because it means so many different things to different people. Like, I don't want people to think that non-binary just means androgynous, or just means, like, slightly masculine. You know, it can, I definitely present femme quite a bit of the time, and I'm still non-binary. And during that time, don't get me wrong, I feel invalid as heck all the time. And I have to, like, consciously fight those feelings and, like, remember how freaking gay you are. Like, remember, like, last week, how would you were, like, yelling about being a boy, okay? Like, just because you're in a dress now doesn't mean you can feel invalid. Like, it's really hard, and invalid feelings happen, but they pass too, so yeah.
So we both hang out on the internet a lot, and I'm sure we've seen the same comment all the time. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of those comments in the comment box of this video, where people just assume or sort of call people who are trans, non-binary, queer, etc., mentally ill. How do you feel about that, and what is your response to that?
I mean, it's definitely very hurtful and bigoted, and it really sucks as someone who both has mental illnesses and is trans. But both of those things have always been so separate, and no matter what my mood is, whether I'm depressed or anxious, it doesn't affect my gender in any way. That's something that I had to, like, really be honest with myself and really, like, pay attention to who I wanted to be, and it was, like, self-empowering and wonderful. And mental illness is, like, some, like, anxiety part of my brain telling me to get nervous about stuff I don't need to be nervous about. And eventually those thoughts go away, and I can tell that those thoughts are coming from a place that is trying to hurt me and not from a place that's coming from self-empowerment. And it's kind of difficult, because I think it would make sense to cis people to be like, well, it's in your head, but it's like, so many other things are. Your entire self-concept is in your head.
What mental illnesses do you have, if you don't mind me asking?
I do have generalized anxiety and major depressive disorder. I've been diagnosed with those for quite some years now. I've always struggled with anxiety since I was a kid. I think it's actually more common than we think. I think just worrying is just a part of human experience, and the worry part of our brain is stronger in other people than others, and mine's really strong, and I have to do and go about my life in different ways to make sure that I'm not extra stressed out about things that I think are a little bit easier for other people, because they aren't struggling with panic attacks or anxiety. And depression really works on lowering my energy levels and being apathetic, and so it can be really hard to motivate myself to do things, to get out of bed, to eat, to go to work, stuff like that. Stuff that, like, normal human instinct, but I don't seem to have.
So in the times where you've tried to receive medical intervention, especially when it's connected to your mental illnesses, have you dealt with people trying to use your gender as, like, the reason why maybe you're experiencing certain things?
Right now in my, like, in my doctor's office and in my therapist's office, I am not out.
Okay.
So I don't want to give them reason to discriminate against me or to think that my identity has something to do with my mental state. So I have tried coming out previously and then just, like, mostly been ignored and still she'd and still like, well, we have to put you in one box, male or female, which one do you want to be in? And so I have to get, so I just end up singing is I just end up there anyway. I've always just been like, yeah, whatever.
So pronouns, a lot of people, when they're discussing non-binary people, are very nervous about the conversation around pronouns.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about what pronouns mean to you, what your pronouns are, and how important they are, or maybe not important they are to you as a non-binary person who is also gender fluid?
Yeah. Well, my pronouns are they, them, and they've always been they, them, and even though I am gender fluid and I change to a feminine presentation to a masculine one, it doesn't change my desire to be referred to as with non-binary pronouns, because ultimately that's the way I see myself. Even if I'm playing with my expression, I'm internally not the binary. So it makes sense to keep my pronouns as they, them all the time. And they, them pronouns have always been really, really comfortable for me. It wasn't that she, her was like super awful for most of my life. It was just, I discovered they, them, and I was like, wow, that really makes sense to me. And yeah, I know some people struggle with they, them pronouns, but it's, I mean, if you just practice at it, it ends up being not that hard.
So do you have like a negative reaction when people refer to you as she, like when people misgender you, does that have like a, you feel like?
It does now. It does now. Before I was kind of like, well, it's not that I didn't want it to come from a place of internalized misogyny, because I had been raised feminine my entire life and I didn't want to think that I was being unfeminist by not wanting to call myself a woman, even though I didn't identify as one anymore. So I didn't want to hate the idea of being called she, but it was just not quite right. And now that as time goes on and I'm much more comfortable with being non-binary and they, them pronouns, it hurts more now than it did before when I was still figuring things out, to be referred to as she or by feminine markers, because it's like, no, I figured it out now. Like, and I know I'm not that. And especially in the people in my life, like I know they know better. So the hurt comes from a, yeah, that's not quite right. But it also comes from a like, no, we figured this out already. Like we know better now, I guess.
Yeah. So it's definitely one of those, like, if I've explained to you that these are my pronouns, you should know better, and when you do that and you still call me she, her, that's not cool.
Yeah. It doesn't come from a place of, ew, girl. It comes from a place of, like, why aren't you respecting me? You know, it hurts me in, like, a friendship type of way, and, like, I thought you cared about me type of way, you know?
I remember when I was in school, and there'd be people who either... Because like when I started going to school, I identified as genderqueer, and so I always kind of had an issue with all pronouns, honestly. But I remember being like, especially when it came to actually going to services and stuff, when people would call me a pronoun I didn't like, it just made even wanting to go to those places like so hard for me. Has that been the case for you?
Yeah, I mean, any place where I'm going to get sheed, I don't want to go. and I pretty much want to spend my time only in places where I know the majority of people are going to be respecting my identity, using my pronouns, but that's not always the case. And I'm not out in every single sphere of my life, even though I'm very public about it. I'm out on the internet and I'm out with all the people I'm close to, but because I'm not very aggressive at correcting people, I don't get gendered correctly all the time. And it's just kind of still a regular part of my life to get sheed, and I just kind of let it happen a lot of times.
Yeah, I remember when I was early in, like, really aggressively telling people what my pronouns are, and I would, for me personally, like, I would give someone a conversation, like, once or twice, but once they stopped, like, once they wouldn't do it, I kind of slowly phased them out of my life. Have you sort of been in a similar situation where it's like, I don't want to be around you if you're just going to be consistently and constantly invalidating my gender?
And unfortunately, that starts to happen. And it's like, you don't want to figure out who those friends are and who those friends, you know, end up being, but it just kind of happens where you're spending time with people who are using your pronouns all the time, and you're feeling like, just like decent for once and not feeling like crap all the time. And then you go to hang out with another friend who does still she you, even though you know that they know, and it is hurting you, and they say that they care about you, but then they can't make the effort to do that. And then it's like, well, I'm just gonna go hang out with my friends who do use my pronouns right now, because that's gonna make me feel better.
So I'm curious, are you someone who considers yourself to be trans as well as non-binary? Because there are people who say, yeah, I'm non-binary, but I'm not trans. Which sort of side of, I guess, the discourse are you on?
Yeah, I'm perfectly fine referring to myself as trans, and I do it all the time. I think I understand where other non-binary people are coming from, because they may or may not still identify as the gender that they were assigned at birth. So they're not exactly transgender if they're still okay with their assigned gender. And for a while I was presenting feminine most of the time, and I still like presenting feminine. And so it's like, yeah, I do also identify with my assigned gender, but also very much not. And it just helps me to consider myself very much not cis, and because I'm not, and my gender is very out there. So I really have to, it makes me feel better about myself to identify as trans and being a part of the trans community, because I mean, that's where I feel most accepted, and that's where I feel like I belong. And I'm definitely not cis, so I'm not gonna identify as cis.
That makes total sense. A lot of people, the distinction that they make between whether or not you're transgender is whether or not you have gender dysphoria. So
right.
I'm curious, are you someone who has gender dysphoria, and like, what does that feel like for you specifically?
Gender dysphoria, I do experience, I would say I've learned more from my gender euphoria than my gender dysphoria.
Okay.
Because
in
my life.
What is gender euphoria?
So when, say, I put on a binder and I wear men's clothes and I'm like, whoa, I can actually look a little guyish, and then feeling amazing, just like just on a high that day and being like, wow, okay, that's very trans of me. And that can teach you a lot about yourself, maybe even more so than like walking around feeling a little gross and not being sure why. Because a lot of times dysphoria, I'll just feel like crap that day and I'm not sure why. And so I'll have to sit back and reevaluate and try to figure out, all right, am I anxious about something? Is there something going on in my life? Do I not want to, sometimes it's something that I chose to wear that day, and then I get home and then I take it off and then I feel better. And then I'm like, oh, that's what that was.
So you're non-binary and gender fluid, but does that influence your sexuality at all?
It can, and usually when it does, and I'm taking note of it, is because it's making me feel some kind of dysphoria, is because like last time I had like a big celebrity crush, it was on a straight man. And then I was like, remember how you're not a girl? Remember how you can't attract men that way anymore? And then there's still like a part of me that like learned to attract men, and I am attracted to all genders, but I'm used to attracting men in like, I'm girly, come look at me, kind of way. And then I'm like, how do you attract, okay. And now, yeah, when it comes to men, I don't know what to do anymore. Like, it's so far, my only luck, like sexuality and dating wise, has been usually other trans people, because especially other non-binary people, because I know that they get it. And then, yeah, I mean, my sexuality is sometimes fluid. I mean, it sometimes favors one side or the other or in the middle, but I like everybody, and it's just, my presentation isn't gonna be affecting who I like that day. It'll just, it will just change how I feel about liking that person.
Interesting.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, I've known quite a few like defab people who are gender fluid and non-binary who have had relationships with straight men. And for me, that's always been very confusing, because like for me personally, it would feel incredibly invalidating, like incredibly invalidating. So I've never really understood like how that works, because like if you're dating someone who's like, well, I'm straight, and I'm only attracted to women, but you're not a woman.
Yeah.
Like what, like, have you ever been in a situation like that? Or
I've definitely dated straight men before, but not when I knew that I was non-binary.
Okay, so like right now it's kind of like a no-go zone.
Now, like, that does make me feel weird. In the past, I just, I didn't really know any better. And now I'm very uncomfortable if I find out a straight man has a crush on me and he's entirely straight. And I actually recently made a post on my Instagram that was like, hey, unfriendly reminder to any straight guys who like me right now that you're gay now. I definitely have had friends who are non-binary, assigned female at birth, and then dating a straight man. And then I'm like, that makes me feel gross.
Yeah,
it makes, makes me feel shitty.
Like, I knew someone in college who was like that, and I was just like, this seems like it's not very healthy. But, you know, it's each their own, honestly. Like, I never want to be a person who's like, you know, hey, by the way, this relationship you're in is like probably kind of very toxic and not great for you. But like, hey, this relationship you're in is probably very toxic and not great for you if it's based on inherently invalidating your gender, which to me is like a big thing. Like,
huge. I can't imagine, like, I mean, I understand if your boyfriend's like struggling with his like sexuality at this time, like that makes sense to me. You don't want to be like, hey, you need to figure out your sexuality in order to be with me right now. Give them time to figure it out. But, you know, at the same time, if they're like, if there's someone who's like, I'm 100% straight and I'm never gonna date anyone else but girls, and then you're dating them and you're not a girl, it's kind of like, what are you doing?
Yeah, doesn't totally make sense to me. Like, I'm a very binary trans woman, and so like whenever I've had the conversation with a guy and he's like the best of both worlds, I'm like, well, I mean, I'm of one world and
sighs like, heavily.
Like, yeah, because for me, it's like, I feel like you're looking past my gender to find something that like isn't there like at all. So it's like, it just feels incredibly invalidating. So, you know, but I've learned that you can't really tell people how to feel about, you know, their attractions or their, you know, relationships or whatever. Yeah. So, you know, it kind of, it is what it is.
Yeah.
What would be your advice for someone who has a friend who they've known for a very, very long time who recently came out to them as non-binary?
Immediately respect their identity. Try not to make a big deal about it and ask a bunch of questions right away, because just the initial coming out can be very emotionally taxing, and following that up with a bunch more questions can be a lot. And so I think just being like, thank you for telling me, I'm here to support you. Is just like, you can end it at that, and then whatever pronouns they tell you to use them, and you know, defend them against other people if other people are misgendering them, and make sure that they're comfortable. You know, like, is it okay if I correct people like on your behalf? Because I know, depending on the person, they'll be like, no, I'll correct them, or yes, please do. And I mean, I'm like that because I'm very shy and like anxious, so I'm like, please correct other people on my behalf. I am scared and just a tiny man. So yeah, definitely use their pronouns. And yeah, just say thank you for telling me.
So what would you tell like a young person, or even an older person really, who might be coming to terms with themselves being non-binary or gender fluid? Like, what are some things that you would tell them to help them along with their journey early on?
I would tell them that there's no wrong way to be non-binary, because I've met so many non-binary people and we're all different. And I think feeling like you might not be the correct kind, or you're not doing it right, is like a common feeling of feeling not quite non-binary enough. But there's no wrong way to do it, especially if you're in a position in your life where you feel the need to present as your assigned gender, either for safety or just because you're still figuring it out and you're not comfortable yet. Like, that's okay too. Whatever you need to do right now to feel safe, do that. And then whatever expression feels right to you, that's also perfectly valid. There's no wrong way to be non-binary.
Being somebody who lives, you know, outside of the binary, how do you survive? Like, what are your tips for people who are currently in that situation or and are just trying to like make it happen?
I would say get a good group of friends. That has helped me more than anything else. Because I am really shy, I'm still not to the point where I'm very aggressive about correcting people about my pronouns or my identity. So I always feel like I'm not like a great example, because I'm not, you know, I don't know, as strong willed as I feel like I should be as a trans person. It's hard to be both shy and trans, but I am. So I don't know, I guess finding a really good group of people who respect you and love you to help back you up, because without backup, this is all really hard.
So thank you so much for coming and speaking to me about being non-binary and gender fluid. I know this will be super, super illuminating for my audience. Where can people follow you to find out more about you and maybe see some of your awesome, you know, gender fluid looks and all that?
So my Instagram is Sarah Freaking Baxter.
Awesome.
And then I'm also on Facebook, just Sarah Baxter.
All right, guys, thank you so much for joining me for this conversation. If you guys want to continue to learn, share, and grow with me, please consider subscribing to this channel. And if you like these videos, consider supporting me on Patreon, because I want to make this project bigger and better than it is currently. And I can do that with your guys' help and support. So on that note, I will see you guys next week. Bye.